B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
What's going on?
It just feels a little normal being in studio.
Oh, I love it.
I do too.
Feels so good.
Yeah.
Feels so right.
Yeah, that stinkhole.
Yes. I love how you say it. We're there for you.
I know that, but we
go there for you and your schedule.
I say thank you every time? I appreciate that. It helps facilitate
the hell out of that.
Helps facilitate the whole process. But you don't think that little room smells?
No, it does.
Of course it does.
You ever heard of Matt LaFleur before yesterday? Do you remember his name?
I remember the tight end. There used to be a tight end LaFleur. I think it was David LaFleur that played
Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
That's who you
And I remember the whole recruiting process who was the tight end that played with Aikman?
Moose?
Jay Novacek?
Novacek and Aikman went through the process of going to LSU and trying to find the next Jay Novacek. And I think it was LaFleur that came out of LSU. And I tweeted this out. I'm a football guy, and I'll peek at which defensive coordinator, who the offensive coordinator is, during a week of games. But if it's a no-name, it really doesn't register with me. And gone are the days of it's Dick LeBeau, versus Norv Turner or Ernie Zampezi. And you got to get with the times because it's these up-and-coming kids, these hippie-hip kids that are all getting shots that, head coaching positions that here's a guy like Cliff Kingsbury, who is hired to be the offensive coordinator at USC, is now interviewing for head coaching positions in the NFL. And now all of a sudden I sit there and I see Bert Breer's tweet. Well, it really goes to the matter of fact that LaFleur really sold them on being able to challenge the mind of Aaron Rodgers. Really? Or is Aaron Rodgers going to tell LaFleur what the hell is going to happen with the team and how the offense is going to run? You tell me how that one's going to go. Can the guy hold a room when he walks in? And will anybody at Green Bay, the 53 that are coming back, is that the head coach? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at him. He's cute.
Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
That's the
Green Bay Packers head coach.
Oh, he's buddies with Sean McVay, though.
He didn't interview for any other jobs. So is that what that means?
The
LaFleur thing. They wanted someone who would intellectually challenge.
A 36-year-old man that's pretty much done everything.
Aaron Rodgers. Does that mean they want someone who will go in there and actually run the offense as opposed to letting Aaron Rodgers run the offense?
And have Aaron Rodgers stare at him while he's in the huddle, wave him off.
Okay.
Give me three wide. Bring him in. This is going to work out real well for them.
Well, if he challenges him on an intellectual level, maybe it will work.
He was the offensive coordinator for the Rams. He was the offensive coordinator this last season for the Titans. And Titans offense was so good that
I can't take it. I should be coaching.
That they couldn't resist themselves. They said, wow, that Titans offense moved the ball up and down the field so well. Oh. They were so good at getting in the end zone.
They could run it. They could throw it. Boy, I tell you.
I mean, how could you resist? How could you resist the temptation that is Matt LaFleur to come in and really train your quarterback? How old is he? How old is Aaron Rodgers? Your 36-year-old. Is he?
Intellectually challenge him.
Train him like a new puppy. Yeah.
It's not that the Tennessee offense was so enticing. It's the notion of having a ringside seat to the intellectual chess match that will go on day in and day out between the coaches.
Hard knocks. Hard knocks.
How do you turn that down?
How if you're the NFL and NFL Films?
You can't turn it off. I can tell you that.
I mean, NFL Films, how do you say, hard knocks, you know what? We're going to Green Bay, baby. because we're getting out the pen, the paper.
We can only hope.
And you know what? These guys,
they're not one of the five teams they could force.
You know what we're going to do here, Aaron? You know, Fleur's going to walk in. We're going to change your number. You know more. You're not going to be number 12.
All right. Well, LaFleur went there as the head coach, and he's, I don't know if it's official yet.
Congratulations.
I mean, he's getting the job. He's getting the gig. Matt LaFleur is the guy.
Yeah.
And that means Josh McDaniels lost out to Matt LaFleur. What does that tell you about Josh McDaniels' candidacy as a head coach in the NFL right now?
I don't know if he really wanted that Green Bay gig.
It's garbage.
Yeah, I know you view it that
way. Cleveland doesn't want an interview. Packers didn't want him.
Cleveland ain't over yet. Cleveland hasn't hired anybody.
They haven't hired a guy yet. He could still go there.
There are teams that are panicking and hurrying up and jumping in the circle and saying, let's get in on this guy and that guy. And holy crap, we better fly Adam Gase here. He's on three interviews.
The NFL is not as enamored with Josh McDaniels as we thought they might be. And you know what? It's fabulous.
It's good for the Patriots. It's good for your hometown team. Right.
You should love this. I love this.
Right.
This is great.
Brady should love this. If Brady's going to be here.
Now we don't have to talk about things like Cliff Kingsbury potentially becoming the offensive coordinator.
Do you think he'd even intellectually challenge Tom? Do you think that would be part of the process if Josh left, if they talk? Cliff, I wanted you to.
Someone's going
to
help me understand the Cliff Kingsbury thing anyway. Why is Cliff Kingsbury being viewed as such a good candidate for anything right now?
It's any young offensive mind. That's all it is, Beetle. Is it a young offensive mind? Could it possibly work like Sean McVay?
Do you have
hair? We're
going to
take a shot. And there's for
hair?
Every one success, there's going to be eight that don't make that aren't
Isn't
successful.
Isn't that so sad? Nice Isn't that sharp, such a sad look for the NFL?
You have nice sharp sideburns.
That no one has an original thought. That no one can just think for themselves and say, we're going to look for someone who fits what we want to do. Instead, they go with these stupid fads and crazes. What are you chasing?
As good as the numbers are and as popular as the game is right now, there are teams in turmoil and disarray in this league because, to what Jim said, you're trying to find the next Sean McVay. I don't know how long that's going to work there. Wait till they got cap issues. It's fun and games right now until you got to pay your quarterback. That all changes. What's Sean McVay going to be like when they got to pay Goff? You know, you're going to go through what Pete Carroll's going through up in Seattle, but Pete at least has been in this game to know he could press that reset button, rebuild a defense, and get after it and get back into playoffs after a complete rebuild after he played his quarterback. When you pay your quarterback, everything else changes. It's nice to have these second-round picks or a third-round pick that you have control over, and, oh, we got a gem here. We found one. Yeah, good luck. Good luck to Sean McVay in 3 years. Yeah.
Why do they do this? Why do they do this to themselves? We got to find the next Sean McVay. Why?
I think owners lose patience. Because
what is it that you
return?
Love? Here's what else I would ask those teams. What do you love so much about Sean McVay? That's not to put him down or say that he's not good.
Well, you have the best defensive player in the world, Aaron Darnold.
No.
You have great.
Someone should be forced
back.
To answer that question.
Yeah.
What is it that you love about Sean McVay?
He's innovative.
What is it that makes you think you could plug Sean McVay, the man himself, yeah. Not just Sean McVay copycats? What makes you think you could take Sean McVay and plug him in on any NFL team and he would be a good coach everywhere you put him?
I don't know. Because I think
what makes you think that?
Why do you even need to pay Todd Gurley? Like, if he's so innovative and you're going to spread the ball moving around, because I don't think they use Todd Gurley to the best of their capabilities.
No offense, Sean McVay. Your team is stacked.
Yeah. your window is now. Your window's, it's, you talk about the Brady window closing. Your window's starting to close. You got a 3-year window here, man. Your team is stacked to win now. You get popped next week, guess what happens? People start scratching their head on Sean McVay. It's a good regular season, coach.
Yeah, but Sean McVay, one of his strengths is what? He talks to Goff until there's 15 seconds left on the clock and the speaker shuts off, right?
That's great.
He talks to him, all right, here's what the defense is doing right now. Here's what it looks like. Here's where you can throw it. Here's what. Right. Do you think a guy's going to do that to Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know.
If LaFleur tries to do that to Aaron Rodgers, he's going to take the helmet off and throw it to the sidelines because he's not going to hear him
anymore.
He's
going to rip that headset right out of the helmet. Is what he's going to do. He's going to reach in the helmet.
You're prohibiting his growth.
Rip the earpiece out, and he's going to throw it on the sideline and walk back to the huddle and say, you know, flipping the double birds and say, I got it.
He's
going to
do what he did.
Cram hole in the floor.
I'm sorry? What the hell
was
that?
What are we cramming in what hole?
What?
In the floor? Best bring your bib.
What is that from?
I don't know.
Dodgeball?
I never saw
it. Oh, the guy's name was LaFleur in Dodgeball? I don't remember that.
Never saw it.
In the floor? Best bring your bib.
It's obviously Ben Stiller, who's a much better director than he is actor, as we're finding out.
I thought it was any movie where Ben Stiller is playing something other than Ben Stiller, I'm out on. I can't. Can't do Dodgeball. Can't do Zoolander.
Gaylord Falker.
Yeah. Meet the parents. Still yes. Phenomenal. You want to know why? He's playing himself.
Yeah.
I thought he was really good in that.
Tropic Thunder.
I thought he was good. The one. Something About Mary is really good in. Phenomenal.
Right. He's playing himself. Yeah.
So to round all this up, this is great news for the Patriots.
He's not a badass in Zoolander.
This is great. It looks like Josh McDaniels doesn't have a landing place. Doesn't have a place to go right now. Doesn't have an interview with Cleveland.
He's home right here.
Green Bay didn't want him.
We want him.
But good to know that he's only taking... The best part is he's only taking interviews with jobs he's willing to take.
Right.
He's such a hot candidate.
Selective.
That he's very selective in who he's willing to interview with. And now he's going to continue to be the offensive coordinator of the Patriots. That's great for us. That's great for New England.
It's good for Tom Brady.
Great for the Patriots. Great for Tom Brady.
Great
for We should all be happy with this development. We should all be thrilled today that the Packers... went with Matt LaFleur. I know I am.
I got to keep saying it. Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur.
Not
what
David
did I,
LaFleur.
What, no, Matt not LaFleur. David.
Not David LaFleur. Go, Pack, go.
Los Angeles Chargers, not San Diego Chargers.
Former
right?
quarterback for those the Omaha types. Beef.
He played for the Omaha Beef.
I love beef. Found the beef.
Who else did he play for? He played for one other team.
He played in high school.
The Edmonton Eskimos, maybe?
Was that what it was? I knew it was a funny name, another funny name.
See, what he's got to remember is you can't be going forward at the snap. So when you motion and, you know, you got guys running around the backfield up in Canada like that, you can't do that at this level. So, but maybe he'll intellectually challenge Rodgers in that way.
617-779-0985. So much for all those reports about the Patriots preparing to watch Josh McDaniels walk out the door. Where's he going? Where's he going to go? He's got nowhere to go right now.
Can you imagine that being a Green Bay fan, though, too? Like, you wake up today and like, hey, all right, I'm like the biggest Packer fan. All we do is live in Appleton. We live and eat, sleep, and drink Packer football. And Matt, right? Matt LaFleur is
Matt.
Our new head coach.
Yeah.
Not that McCarthy was great, but at least, hey, we know Mike McCarthy.
617-779-0985. I hope you're all as excited as I am. There's a higher chance now that he remains here and could become the next head coach in New England down the road.
Get some more pieces, right? Baby. Let's go.
Just stay here and take the job when it's available. Just do that, okay? Just stay and just take the head coaching gig when it's there. It's probably going to be, you know, a reasonable amount of time. I don't think it's going to be 10 years down the road.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's go.
Far.
Yes.
We've been traveling far.
This takes me back to Ocean City, man.
Without a home.
Yes.
Not without a star.
Yeah. Woo. Ocean City, man. Dad would pop this cassette in. We thought we were going to another country. Right over that Bay Bridge, man. Let's get some crabs. Travel. Travel's a bitch. First thing I do, we look at the NFL schedule when it comes out. Where are we going? I don't want to go to Denver. I don't want to go to Mexico City. That was fun, taking three flights to Mexico City. Woo!
Coming
yes!
To America.
All right.
Never looking back. Woo! Again.
That'll wake you up.
Coming to America.
Yeah.
Home.
To the new and shining place.
It smells so bad in here.
It smells so bad, though. Traveling the light today.
Oh, cool. Eating good, Jim.
In the eye of the storm.
Eye of the storm.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand.
Red eye.
Eyes are watering. 617-779-0985.
Woo!
Jesus.
Oh, man. All right. So when did you hear this on Felger and Mass?
I don't know. They mentioned it a bunch of times yesterday.
No big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kidding.
The travel was no big deal.
Do they have the same kind of
the
plane?
Patriots fans and the honks,
yeah,
which we are sometimes accused of, were making too big of a deal out of the travel.
You think they have the same kind of plane as the Patriots?
I don't think we made too big of a deal. We said, yeah,
yeah.
It sucks.
I looked it up online. The Chargers didn't got a plane and put all first class seats in or... It sort of looks like they got to...
Listen, the travel sucks. It ain't going to determine the outcome of the game.
No.
Don't you feel like if you're a Patriots fan, really concerned with the travel of the team that you're playing, you're really actually concerned with your team?
Yes. Yes, if you're talking about snow and travel and things of that nature. Time change. 10 a.m. West Coast.
That one I laugh at. That's ridiculous. You play when
it means you're feeling like it's going to be very tight. You're feeling like you're concerned about your own team.
You need every edge you can possibly get because your team's not as good as theirs. That's what it sounds like.
Well, no. You know what it is?
Easy, Mr. Negative.
It's slow down, Jim. Jesus, slow down.
Jim's all fired up.
Maybe not so much that you're not as good as they are, but you're concerned about this team versus years past. There's not too many times you go into the divisional round and you're thinking, I mean, I think we are all thinking it whether we want to admit it or not. Patriots could lose this weekend.
Sure they could.
And a lot of people are picking the Chargers to win the game. And I don't think that's what we get most of the time. It's a little different than usual. It's a real game. This will be a real big boy win if the Patriots win, as I expect them to, by a field goal on Sunday. Field goal game.
So they're picking the Chargers, Fogar Maz? Because they picked Texas.
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly who. I don't think Maz has made a pick yet.
But if the Patriots win, can you
Felger and Murray pick the Chargers?
Can you keep resetting week to week and pick the next team?
Sure, why not?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to pick the AFC Championship game right now. But if you do, it's not like you can't repick the game if it doesn't
slot it. Say who you think is going to come out of it.
But the thing about the travel caught my ear.
What is that?
Because the Chargers wanted to avoid going home. They did. And I knew this because I had read this yesterday afternoon, thanks to Burt Breer, MMQB.
Pretty detailed.
He'll be with us tomorrow, Burt Breer. Chargers wanted to stay east all week. Burt writes, I asked Anthony Lynn if the Chargers had considered staying on the East Coast this week. And he said, yes, we did, but it was so late. When you get the schedule before the season, you could plan this stuff. But when it happens and you have a week's notice, the logistics of doing that is really hard. We just couldn't get it done. But this is a tough football team. We'll go back to the West Coast, prepare, and we'll come back to the East Coast, and we'll do it again.
Are there any colleges on the East Coast?
So that in and of itself, you say, you know what? I get it. You didn't know you were going to be east. You didn't know if you were going to be playing in New England.
Well, you have contingency plans. It's kind of setting up for you.
Where you could have been going to Kansas City. So you would have had to have had multiple sort of balls in the air.
Yeah,
balls everywhere.
Balls everywhere.
Right. But then Burt did some digging and did some reporting on the matter.
Interesting.
Burt writes, after a little more digging, I found out the Chargers actually investigated sites near Baltimore and New York. And they felt confident they could get hotel space and a practice site. So, hotel, check.
Check.
Practice facility at, I'm sure, a college or university, check.
They check for the ice guy? Like, do you get enough ice for the week?
The real issue, getting their digital video up and running to where it needed to be.
Oh, you're a laughable little organization.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. They couldn't take the video crew on the road? Do you know what that tells me? You got a cheap owner who's cheaped out on all your stuff.
Our video crew, when we're on the road and they secure the front part of the bus we ride on when we travel, they could have those suckers up and running and, you know, these little things they plug into the side where you really don't even need to be connected because we're already breaking down film. And by the time we get on the plane, players have all their iPads, coaches have everything, and the whole game's already broken down within an hour and a half. Because that's how your video crew operates. Because you got a good one. You don't need connectability. You need to hardwire it. You don't think any of those hotels and the ballrooms have the connectability where, boom, you go right in, trunks are right in, video crew's already set up before the team even gets into the hotel. When you know what you're doing, and you've been there before, you know how to do this stuff. You're talking about a multi-billion-dollar operation. Owner didn't want to spend money. That's what this comes down to. You know what? Get back on the plane. I'll pay $30,000 in jet fuel. You guys can all come back home. We got our facility here. And then I'll pay another $30,000. We'll get on a plane. We'll go back out there and we'll play. I'll throw you a bone. We'll go out on Friday. So we'll stay at the hotel in Providence for 2 nights, okay? Get you adjusted to the East Coast and the weather. That's sad. Because if you want to make it work, you make it work. You don't think any of those hotels or practice facilities or colleges with the indoor facility
not
would
if you
say
get a cheap owner.
Yeah, we'll take your
Anthony Lynn can't fix his cheap owner, Dean Spanos. He can't fix that.
Welcome. You've got mail.
You know what's funny too? You don't think any
the
of the
hell
big
is happening here today, Jim? It's like T-Bone's running the show today. What's going on back there?
Jim, your drops have been horrid today.
It's the Chargers system.
Horrid. Yeah. So So you mean to tell me that
the dial-up sound would be better for
we
them.
Can't play that.
Why?
It's too close to the emergency alert system.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that wasn't allowed.
Oh, it's like we can't do that WWE thing. What?
Like the static and the beeps in the background? Got it.
No, the WWE thing is just for money.
Oh. You can't take the video team on the road.
But you mean to tell me, so any of these facilities that they look to secure, meaning a college, has video systems that are so archaic? I guarantee you that any major college on the East Coast or university pretty much has the same breakdown system.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
They've got their...
Like when we go to Super Bowl...
Their system, they're not going to change their system to someone else's system. You've got to be able to make your crap portable. That costs money.
Yeah.
That costs money.
Thank you. You have trunks that you travel with. Yes, yes. You invest in it. When you're good.
It didn't end there, by the way.
Oh, where? What else?
They also couldn't get a full training room going. It wasn't feasible on short notice.
Well, you travel with your
like there were no ice tubs on the East Coast.
So you travel with your stuff. Yeah.
Like the training room?
No. What? Not
what in the training room could they not find elsewhere?
Well, when you go on the road, you take over a ballroom, and you have all your tables that you bring with you.
Right, but what else is in there that they, over the course of a week, they couldn't replace somewhere else?
Therapist and nothing. Yeah. Go in your room. Go in your hotel room. Here's ice. We'll fill your tub up. You figure it out. you want a cold tub to soak in? Oh, you know that thing in your hotel room called a tub? Yeah, we'll bring 20 bags of ice up. Start filling it up with cold water.
He says the Chargers, you may remember, spent a week in Cleveland. Earlier in the year, ahead of their trip to London, they went to Cleveland for a week.
Sounds nice.
It's better technology than Boston, Cleveland.
They went to Cleveland for 1 week.
That's funny.
Before going to London.
It's really funny how you made it work in Cleveland, but you couldn't make it work prior to a divisional playoff game. Interesting.
And in anticipation of that trip, they sent their IT people a week ahead to get the hotel wired so the coaches could hit the ground running when they arrived.
Right. Jimmy D, who is the Patriots head of video and audio, they always send him out early and, okay, boom, we're ready. We got it.
They're right. That was hard enough. Doing that with much less lead time, as they saw it, invited risk that wasn't worth taking in a playoff week.
So risky. God, it is so dangerous to set out an AV guy ahead of schedule. That's crazy.
So
that is nuts. I find this hysterical.
Well, I mean, with a game plan like they had last week, run on first down, run on second down, run on first down, run on second
hurry
down.
Up and
it's
going
to be tough to do that.
Got
to
hurry and get that video set
I mean,
up.
If the hotel's
that,
on wire, screen. How the hell will they know to do that? How will they know to do that?
How do we function? Like, what do we
yell doing? Down the hallway? Hey, we're running on first down. There's no need to connect. Just tell everyone.
I bet they have no Wi-Fi at these hotels.
Listen, I'm all for like technology advancing your scouting and your video review and all, but at some point you're like, are you serious?
Hey, you can play.
You can't.
We already got it.
You couldn't avoid travel because you're like the guy couldn't get the iPad running. What the hell are you talking?
So all of a sudden,
about?
Gus Bradley
what
wouldn't
are you
know what.
About?
So you mean in if all of a sudden Gus Bradley didn't take a peek at the Patriots 3-1 set where you got three wide receivers? Oh my God, James White and Burkhead are in the backfield at the same time. I don't know what defense I'll call because I didn't have the game film up and running this week. Give me a break.
What
it's
a
all
joke.
Excuse. This is excuse making.
Freaking Chargers.
It's pathetic, actually.
Chargers. You
better than that, man. You better than that.
They got no fans.
You got a quarterback.
Now.
You got a quarterback paying a ton of money. It's been in the league for 15 years. It's finally back to getting close to having another good run at this thing, and you cheap out on it. That's sad.
Apparently, they travel on a 747, according to our one of our emails.
That's a big one.
It is. That's what it's the Patriots. Nice what is? Oh no, what are the Patriots at?
It's a, I don't know. 67.
67.
Yeah, the wide body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big boy.
Whatever it is.
They're nice.
It's not about the flight. It's about the time it takes.
Which one's
movement.
The one with the bar upstairs at the spiraling staircase?
I don't know. Those are nice.
Oh, my God. Those ones are nice. Over to the pond.
Download the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. It's available in the App Store and Google Play. Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
About the social lives that made a lipstick plastic and paint. rise.
Yeah, just like we say music's critical to our show.
Yeah, we do. We say that a lot.
Music on Sunday has got to be spot on.
Oh.
Talking crowd will be amped up, ready to go. Feed them. Give them what they want. You know what I'm saying?
Remember Johnny's call yesterday, Green Line Johnny?
Yeah.
You know, he hit Keno.
Like, he's going to the game.
He's going to the game. I had a friend who called me and said, you know, I heard his call. I got to find tickets for Sunday. I got to go.
You think he? Thank you.
I got to go, man. I got to get.
Ticket demand is insane for this game.
I got to go nuts. I got to just attack it.
Right.
Like Green Line Johnny's going to attack the day.
We don't need to roll out the jazz stuff like in pregame, like something hippie. And we don't need to feed these people. Get them amped up. Like, you hear that? You want to go grab beers. You want to start pounding. That's all. I think I'm one of them.
All of that.
I try and put myself in the seats. That's all.
Email from Spencer.
Oh.
Emailed the show, reminding us.
Hi, Spencer.
He says in his email, well, Philip Rivers can put a film room in his SUV, but the Chargers can't install a film room in a hotel.
Thank you. They perfected travel in a limo. That is such a great email. That is.
Email of the day.
That's right.
Get this guy a t-shirt.
San Diego Union Tribune had the story earlier this year that Rivers purchased an SUV with a luxurious film room.
A freaking quarterback so he can study
on the road. Not accounting for the driver that he must hire to use the mobile office, the vehicle cost upwards of $200,000. And there's a picture of it. It looks awesome. It looks comfortable. It looks pretty sweet. It's got TV screens all over the place. It's got a full keyboard. Like, he can...
I need that.
He can go to work. Your phone's ringing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. He can go to work. But Chargers, though, forget it. Can't take that operation on the road.
Well, here's another thing.
No.
Couldn't you send the film guys back to San Diego, wherever they are, have them work on the stuff and send clips via the interweb?
Yeah.
No, that would, like...
Here, watch this.
Well, that's what you're doing. They all have the Microsoft Surface tablets. Okay.
Dropbox.
I was going to say, we got a Dropbox account.
Set them up with a Dropbox account. Yeah. Here's some defensive packages you guys should look at. We put it together back in the film room. But you can watch it there in the hotel. They got TVs there and everything.
It's unbelievable.
Conference rooms.
This is. I can't even believe we're talking about this. Like, I wouldn't even address it. Like, don't even. Like, well, we tried. You know, let's come up with some answers as to why we can't go out east. Film, audiovisual,
film, AV,
click, cut up, download,
copy, send. Paste.
Oh, offensive. Oh,
upload.
Oh, who's in our chat? Oh, the offensive.
Gotta ship all those old reels out east.
Yeah. Oh, back in the day, NFL films licked that envelope.
Can you guys fire up the projector back there if you don't mind?
I remember stories.
Maybe they could FaceTime into the video sessions.
I remember times where we would hang on, literally, okay, we got the tapes in hand, post. Like, let's make sure, maybe if we miss the first mailing out of the morning and these really don't get out until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the tapes will be delayed getting out there, the film reels. Yeah. Teams used to do that.
Yeah, the FedEx, the tapes by a certain...
Yeah, so we'll just delay the... Yeah, we got a little tied up on the bus. Yeah, that happened. I remember being back in film rooms where we would literally cut those reels, and scotch tape it together, and you would have to put it in this little thing where you would line up the little holes, the perforated holes on the edge of the film, to where you had this little tray. Then you splice it. There's a splicer. It's like a shredder. Just slice it. And then you put scotch tape over it, and then you twirl it with your finger and roll it.
There it goes.
That's how you would cut film up. Yeah. Now it's just click, drag, gone. Oh, that's a great point. Can't have two whiz kids back there in L.A. saying, all right, here we go. Yeah, third down's cut up. You want to send us to the running backs or the receiver group? All right, we'll just get it to Phil. He could deal with it. Yeah.
617-779-0985. Brian is in the car today. Brian.
Hey, guys. Wanted to talk about Trevor Lawrence. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah.
Stud. So, yeah, Trevor Lawrence, absolute stud, was thrown with the first team at passing camp when he was an eighth grader. Obviously, probably the best quarterback in the NCAA this year, if only he had gotten more games as a starter. And just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on whether the Patriots should look after him. Obviously, he's going to be a high draft pick when he comes out.
He'll be the number one pick. He's got two more years in school, which is sad. I think he needs one more. but you got to hold on to him 2 more years. And then he goes in the next draft.
Yeah, I think there's a lot there that he still needs to learn.
Yeah, oh yeah, but the basics are there, man. But to go out and function, this kid was playing high school freaking football a year ago. And now he's out there in that stage. You know how many number one picks Alabama has on that defense? And him not to crap his pants on that stage and go 15-0. He was the most highly recruited kid ever coming out of high school.
You didn't see that? The 2020 hashtag? Win never for Trevor?
Never.
The suck for luck of 2020?
Yeah, that's going to be it. That'll be it. This kid will blow doors off Darnold and Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield as to when he's coming out, who's going to covet him. Yeah. It wouldn't be. Wouldn't be close.
Eddie's in Marshfield. Eddie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Ed.
Good, good. I think the Patriots have to go to their short game on this one. Let's not make the mistakes.
We made the little guys?
Pittsburgh. We got burnt going long. We got to go short. We just came off of a win from the Jets. Pretty easy game. Buffalo is pretty easy. I hope we're not too softened up for this game. But I think their short game is the key. Let's go for the short yardage. Dan Fouts-style football.
Let's not do anything like Dan Fouts in 2018, 2019.
You know what I loved about Dan Fouts? We used to watch how quick his feet were. He was the only. He was one of the lone guys that would just backpedal. They would never open up. He was.
I get his point, though. His point is a good one. We touched on it yesterday.
Yeah, we sure did.
Big type of day for a guy like James White.
Yep.
For Julian Edelman.
Burkhead,
for Rex Burkhead. Yep. For all those guys.
Win that 12-yard battle
quick
in the middle.
Underneath. That's what you're going to do. Take what's there. Get it out quick. Move.
That's sort of what you would do, you know, off the, you know, the scheme that was built in Seattle and all these coordinators are coming out and the way Bradley runs it. And, you know, it's the cover three and how you give some of those areas open underneath the run, underneath your backers that have some issues with injuries. And that's sort of why they've played, you know, that 7 DB look. You know, it's sort of out of necessity, too. It's not just some freaky defense you've created against Lamar Jackson. You know, so there's some room to be made underneath.
Buzz in Brockton. Buzz.
Yeah, hey, first thing, I think they really, the Patriots, that is, really missed their rookie linebacker, Bentley. Also, a lot of people are still calling the Chargers San Diego. I would call them the San Diego Chargers of Los Angeles.
Gee, where have you heard that
Get around
before?
That.
Yeah.
And then I would just like to say that the Chargers are acting like they expected to go to Baltimore and lose. Otherwise, they would have had, you know, these plans in place to have everything set up.
Nah, they're just cheap. Cheap
is what they are.
Playing in a 28,000-seat soccer stadium right now in a city that really doesn't want them.
After they turned down that deal in San Diego where they basically had to pay like $360 million and the city was going to pay $350 million, they like met them halfway on a $1.1 billion stadium, I think it was.
Nah, just go move north.
You basically had to pay like a third of the cost and they wouldn't do it. Nah, we're good. We're going to move, and then the owners wouldn't give them, didn't vote for them to get the stadium in L.A. Stan Kroenke got the stadium in L.A.
San Diego's
awesome. Now he has to share a stadium with them, and they're going to be completely overshadowed because they have no fans in L.A. We've got them ranked as the fourth most popular football team in L.A. Fourth. They currently rank fourth.
And probably fifth if UCLA was good.
Yeah, when UCLA is good, they get some attention out there.
They sure do.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hands it to Rodriguez, right circle, shoots, stick save, Rask, and he feeds it ahead, 2-on-1. Back is over the line with Martian to the near circle. Back is, shoots, he scores! David Back is raced across after Rask directed the puck ahead. And Backes from the near circle, wired one inside the far post. 2-0 Bruins.
David Backes scoring in his return from a 3-game suspension that cost him over $200,000. Oh, that hurts.
That does hurt.
That hurts. Billy Jaffe from Nesson pregame and postgame with us now, also of 98.5 The Sports Hub. Billy!
Vito!
What's going on?
Hi, Bill.
Hey. What's up, Zoe? Zoe, it was a pleasure talking to you yesterday for 8 seconds.
I know, accidentally dialed Bill's not butt dialed Billy.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, Billy, have you ever been, you're such a nice guy, you've probably never been fined or suspended or anything like that.
No, but I've had a lot of people that haven't liked me. So, you know, no, never fined or suspended. Let go before.
Never we all.
That's happened. Yeah, that's part of our biz. No, haven't been. But, you know, Backus, he had to get suspended for that hit. Whether there was malice or not, it wasn't a good hit. And he was an objective observer to that. But he came back strong and had a heck of a game. Now the question is, can the pace be kept up regularly in that spot? That would be nice. That would give him a lot of purpose, and I think it would give him a lot of energy. And you know what, fellas? There's only one back-to-back for the rest of this month, in the month of January. And so I think the schedule favors a guy like David Backus, where perhaps there's that recovery period that will help him out. And I'd love to be able to, at least for now, see him fill that right wing side next to David Krejci and Jake DeBrusk.
You know, he served Backus, that is, multiple suspensions now. He had that one last, March?
Yep.
Which I thought was a bad one. I thought that one, I remember us talking about it at the time. Now he gets this one. Is he all of a sudden going to have the reputation of being a dirty player?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think other players around the league are going to say, Backus, you're dirty. I think what the league is saying, look, you've got a record now. I mean, we know it. He's got repeat offender status, according to the NHL Department of Player Safety rules. For the most part, David has played the game very cleanly throughout his career, very honorably throughout his career. He's had two incidents in the last 12 months that have not been as clean. And so, therefore, he's paid the price. If he was a real dirty player, Beetle, throughout his career, the suspensions would be more higher or steeper, you know, games. But he hasn't so far, and that's why we've been talking only a couple of games for each of these. But there's no – listen, he's got to watch himself now. There's no doubt about it because he has repeat offender status.
You know, they're past the midway point now. You kind of know where they're slotted. You get a sort of an idea what type of team they have, and that trade deadline is going to be coming up. What do you look to add to this team right now if you could add one little thing? Not necessarily a big one.
No, first of all, February 25th, 3 o'clock Eastern is trade deadline. That's a Monday, just so people understand the date. So you've got a month or so, or 6 weeks, I guess, till that. There's a lot of chatter going on out there, a lot, with teams that normally aren't dealers, could be dealers this year. Philadelphia, Chicago, Los Angeles, big market teams that normally don't make moves should be making moves. With that said, to answer your question, it's everything, Zoe, that I've been talking about since September when I went on the air with you guys. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, a lot of people, sure, you'd love a top six winger. Well, they tried to do that last year in Rick Nash, and except for the injury, they did do that. But third line center. I've been saying it since July last year. Third line center. It's the area that will help settle this team into a more balanced roster that will allow guys to get slotted in the right spot. That it won't feel like the Bruce Cassidy who is starting to he's joking about it the last few days now about how many different combinations he's had. I got to think that this third line center conundrum that they have has got to be fixed. I think at the very least, fellas, if you look at who they have to play in their own division, Tampa Bay's got a youngster named Anthony Cirelli who plays beyond his years and helps anchor their third line. He's really good. Toronto, when they're healthy, they've got Nazem Kadri as the third line center. Bruins need to be able to combat that. That's the move that I think has to be addressed.
Okay, off this roster, who are you willing to give up to get something?
I think everything that we've said before, they've got a lot of similar players in their your youthful players in no particular order. Is it a Ryan Donato? Is it an Anders Bjork? Is it a Danton Heinen? That type of player I think would be attractive. Now, but don't forget, they still also, Beetle, have guys in the minors that could attract something too, or guys coming up. You know, they've got, and again, I'm not saying these guys are on the block. I'm saying you've got two centers in Trent Frederick and Jack Studnicka. You know, do you identify one of those two as being more NHL productive when they're ready for it? I don't know. And other teams might say, look, we need that type of youth. See, those aforementioned teams, those Chicago's, those L.A.'s that I was talking about, Philadelphia's, et cetera, if they elect to go youth and younger, you know, you've got some good repetitive assets on your roster, or at least in your system, that you can move.
What if somebody's really close and says, you know what, they pick up the phone and say, we're interested in Torrey Krug?
I don't see that move.
Because his name always keeps cutting you.
I know it keeps coming up because there's an element of people that just they don't like the fact that he will make mistakes based on some things that he'll try and that other players won't try, and based on the fact that, well, he, you know, is a defenseman, he is not a defensive defenseman.
Right.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't think it's smart. If you think, and he's trending towards 60 points, if your power play is clicking, and I forgive me, I'm in my car, I don't have the exact number, but we're trending at 30% lately, and you're playing at home at 30% of your power play. So overall, I think they're in their upper 20s. And it's a weapon. And if you think that letting Torrey Crew go for a top six forward, let's say, and you're going to have the same results on your power play, no, you're doing some good edibles that, you know, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on. You know what I mean? You're not going to connect with that. Grizzlick hasn't proven that he is an offensive defenseman. He does a nice job back there, but he doesn't bring the hammer from the back end. And Charlie McAvoy, you know, who, by the way, skated for an hour this morning already with their skills coach, Tim Bramble, hasn't proven it, A, that he can stay healthy, and B, that, you know, while he moves beautifully, his flow out there is great. Can he bring it from the point? We haven't seen the offense yet.
He hasn't played since, the 23rd of last month. Mm-hmm. He's missed 45 games now in his career. 45 games that he has missed. He can't stay healthy. He's been called out.
Yeah, but the hard issue, come on, do we agree to say that that's literally bad luck?
It is. I'm not holding that against him. My tone is not appropriate for that. You're right. But it's something that the Bruins do have to factor in, right?
Well, they have to factor in.
Health in general, that there are health concerns no matter what variety they're of.
Of course they do. You're talking about an amazing asset and a great kid. And a guy that could absolutely be a number one dominant player, but capital B-U-T, we got to see how he can stay. And that's part of this business, of any pro sports
business. But on top of that, there's issues with him with, you know, older veteran guys on the team. Marchand calling him out publicly for being late.
He didn't call him out. He talked with him. Let's make sure that we're not going crazy on this. Let's understand that that you have to respect the game and you respect being just like any other business out there. Your boss, if you're walking in a minute and a half late with your coffee, the boss might, or somebody from the company might pull you aside and say, hey, you know what? Get your coffee and be here a minute before. But we're not talking about holding up a plane. We're not talking about, telling a coach, you know, don't worry, I'll be there when I get there. Let's not get crazy on this just yet. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, it's now public knowledge is what it is. The public knowledge is there have been two occasions where he was not on time. And we also know that upset Brad Marchand, who pulled him aside and had to talk to him about it.
There's also moments, and Zoe, I know you can speak to this. I mean, I had guys at Michigan when they talk to you, your leaders and whatever, and never for being bad, but just about, hey, this is the way we go about it. There's also those learning moments. You know, we want these guys, and I am – this is for anybody. We want him at 20 years old to be perfect. There are very few perfect players at 20 years old with regard to how they handle things, whether it's in the locker room or on the field or on the ice or whatever. So everything that I've heard, let's not get overboard about it. Now, with that said, here's the covering my ass, so to speak. If it becomes a perpetual thing, Beetle, I agree with you. I have not heard it's anything perpetual. It's not. It's that moment. It's those learning, teaching moments that we all say is okay.
Maybe not
in other businesses,
but between this and the missed games, I just don't know how the Bruins at this point say we want to dole out a huge contract to Charlie McAvoy.
That's why bridge deal is the most obvious right here. I couldn't agree with you more, and probably for him too, Beetle. You know his can't. You know, get a bridge deal.
Value can go up big if he's healthy and he's contributing, and he doesn't have older guys calling him out for being late.
Not only older guy, but then let's say 2 years, he does his job, he stays healthy. There's going to be other D-men that aren't going to be around at that time, and so he is going to have to be the guy, and they're going to want him to be the guy.
All right, Billy. Appreciate the time, as
always. Good job, Bill.
See you, fellas.
All right. Billy Jaffe joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Good stuff.
As we talk about the Bruins, you can catch Billy pregame, postgame on Nesson.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.